start what I see story with Lakey and Lance this morning. The big election all over the week. It just keeps dragging on.
Oh, my gosh. The suspense of it all.
God, no one saw it coming. The old, Maxine, good morning. Call the Parliament
morning.
Max Shervington because this thing is hung.
Oh, God.
It certainly is. I mean, the whole idea of the election was a double dissolution, was to put, like, clarity between the new government, the Turnbull government, and the Abbott government, and just, you know, make it clear everyone knew what was happening. And now no one knows what's happening.
What is happening, Maxine? Because we're just a bit confused. Explain it to us.
All right, so 80% of the votes have been counted and there's not enough for a majority. So there's 150 seats in the lower house. So you need 50% plus one. So you
right.
need 76 votes. Then you're in the majority. And at the moment, because all the votes haven't been counted, so all those pre-polling votes and the postal votes, it's too tight to call to say one side or the other has won, because there's about 20 seats, I think, outstanding.
Well, one of those seats that's outstanding is the member for Herbert, isn't it? Everyone thought the big Ewan Jones had it in the bag.
Well, it's technically a fairly safe seat, yeah, because it was a 6.2% margin. So it was, you know, on paper, it was a fairly safe seat. However, you know, it really was, Herbert was a seat that the Labour Party were going after, which is why we had Bill Shorten here five times. Mm. We had other Labour Party members of the Shadow Cabinet here. So it was definitely on their to-do list, if you like, their target list, and it's obviously had an impact.
Well, just between you and me, Maxine, I wouldn't have thought any seat that Ewan Jones sat on would be safe, even if it was reinforced with four steel beams.
Oh,
yeah,
Lakey.
Comment.
You did not just go there. My God.
That's all right. Well, apparently it's because Jeff Virgo had a lot of votes this time around in the One Nation Party, wasn't it?
Yeah. So preference voting really has kind of come into this time. So so basically there's less votes going to Ewan or Cathy, but quite a lot have gone towards One Nation, which was one of the predictions. And if you look at, say, I'm not saying that the Cattle Party are, you know, they're the same kind of area, but they are quite liberal, and he got in again with a majority, whereas last time he got in on preferencing. Mm. So there's definitely a swing towards those more kind of right-leaning, if you like, parties. And I think, yeah, that's definitely had an impact and taken votes away from Ewan Jones and Cathy O'Toole.
What happens now? What happens today?
Okay, so basically what's happening today is all across the country, all those postal votes, pre-polling votes, they all get checked to make sure that they're valid, that they're not what called informality votes, so they've not been, like, just wanting, not filled in correctly, or someone hasn't, you know, drawn a diagram or put Jonathan Thurston or all those ones.
Oh, sorry, that was
out.
Me.
They knew who it was. And then once they've got the pile of votes that can be counted, then the counting starts this morning.
Oh, well, it's going to be a big few days, Maxine. When can we expect a result? Do you have a prediction?
Hopefully, it could be, as you know, it all depends really on those postal votes and how long it's going to take to get them all together. It could be, you know, it could be Tuesday, it could be Wednesday. I suspect it's a fairly close at the moment, 50.7% to 49%. And I think there's about sort of 15% of votes outstanding. So it's not like, you know, 50% of votes. Mm. However, this year, one of the Townsville had one of the highest amount of pre-polling. So it was a third higher than in 2013.
Wow.
So it's quite a lot more votes that need to be counted. Yeah. So maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, definitely probably either side need to hold off on the champagne until towards the end of the week.
Oh, well, I'll take their share then. Thanks for the chat this morning, Maxine, and clearing that all up.
No worries.